Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of American Airlines Group Inc., ticker symbol AAL. If you're thinking about investing in the airline industry, or just curious about how one of the biggest players in the game is performing, stick around. We're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about American Airlines today? Well, AAL is one of the largest airlines in the world, and it's been making headlines recently with its Q1 2026 earnings beating expectations and some interesting moves like resuming flights to Venezuela after a 7-year hiatus. But beyond the news, there's a lot to unpack about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell for long-term investors like us. I'm excited to dig into the numbers and trends with you. So let's jump right in with a quick overview of who they are and what they do. American Airlines Group Inc., headquartered in Fort Worth, Texas, is a powerhouse in the airline industry. Founded back in 1930, it operates as a network air carrier through its subsidiaries, offering scheduled air transportation for passengers and cargo across the globe. We're talking about a massive operation here, with over 133,000 employees and a fleet that connects people and goods to hundreds of destinations. Their business model hinges on passenger travel, cargo services, and other offerings like loyalty programs. As part of the industrial sector, specifically in the airlines, airports, and air services industry, AAL is a key player, but it's also in a highly competitive and cyclical space. So, let's see how they're performing on the financial front. All right, let's talk revenue. For the full year 2025, American Airlines reported total revenue of about $54.6 billion, which is a slight uptick from $54.2 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by segment, passenger revenue is the bread and butter, making up roughly $49.6 billion of that total, with a big chunk, about $35.2 billion, coming from domestic destinations. International routes also contribute significantly, with Atlantic destinations bringing in $6.6 billion and Latin America at $6.4 billion. Pacific routes are smaller, but still notable at $1.4 billion. Beyond passengers, cargo and freight added $839 million, and other services like loyalty programs chipped in around $4.2 billion. What stands out here is their heavy reliance on domestic travel, which can be a double-edged sword, strong when the U.S. economy is booming, but vulnerable to regional downturns. Compared to prior years, revenue growth has been steady post-pandemic, climbing from $29.9 billion in 2021 to where it is now, showing a solid recovery. But with fuel costs and geopolitical tensions looming, like the Iran war impacting jet fuel prices, maintaining this momentum isn't guaranteed. Moving on to earnings, let's look at their most recent results. For Q1 2026, American Airlines posted a narrower-than-expected loss of 40 cents per share, beating analyst estimates of a 47 cents loss. Revenue for the quarter also topped expectations with a 10.8% year-over-year increase, despite a $320 million hit from winter storms. For the full year 2025, they reported net income of just $100 million, or 0.11 cents per share, a sharp drop from $846 million and 1.29 per share in 2024. The key takeaway? While they're showing resilience in revenue growth, profitability is still under pressure. Management has lowered their full-year 2026 outlook, citing rising fuel costs tied to geopolitical issues like the U.S.-Iran conflict. This isn't surprising given the airline industry's sensitivity to fuel prices, but it does signal potential headwinds for margins if costs keep climbing. Now, let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their latest earnings call for Q4 2025. They highlighted a strong operational performance for the year, emphasizing their focus on reliability and customer experience despite some challenges. Revenue growth was driven by robust demand in both domestic and international markets, and they're particularly excited about their loyalty program, which continues to be a significant driver of recurring revenue. On the flip side, they acknowledged the impact of rising fuel costs and inflationary pressures, which are squeezing margins. Management's plan is to stay disciplined with costs, optimize their network, and lean into strategic partnerships to bolster growth. It's clear they're playing the long game, but investors will want to see if they can navigate these external pressures effectively in the coming quarters. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the income statement, AAL's gross profit for 2025 was $10.5 billion, down from $11.5 billion in 2024, reflecting tighter margins. Operating income also took a hit, dropping to $1.5 billion from $2.6 billion the prior year. On the balance sheet, total assets stand at $61.8 billion as of 2025, with total liabilities at a hefty $65.5 billion, resulting in negative shareholders' equity of about $3.7 billion. That's a red flag. It shows they're highly leveraged, with a debt-to-equity ratio of negative 8.56. Their current ratio of 0.49 also indicates they might struggle to cover short-term obligations if cash flow tightens. Looking at cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was strong at $3.1 billion, and free cash flow came in at the same number since CapEx details weren't broken out in the latest report. Compared to 2024, that's a slight dip from $3.98 billion in operating cash flow, but it still shows they're generating cash to fund operations. The big concern here is the debt load. $65.5 billion in liabilities is no small number, and with negative equity, any downturn could put serious pressure on their financial stability. Now let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of around $11.84, AAL has a market cap of $7.8 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is a lofty 38.75, which seems high given the slim profit margins. Net profit margin is just 0.36%. Price-to-sales ratio is more reasonable at 0.14, suggesting the stock isn't overpriced relative to revenue. Looking at forward PE estimates, analysts project a forward PE of 8.2 for 2026, dropping to 6.02 for 2027, which could indicate the stock is undervalued if earnings recover as expected. Enterprise value stands at $41.8 billion, factoring in their massive debt, which is over 5 times their market cap. Compared to the industry average PE of about 18.72, AAL looks expensive on a trailing basis, but potentially attractive on a forward-looking one. Still, that debt level makes me cautious. High leverage can amplify losses if things go south. Let's break down American Airlines through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, AAL has a massive network and brand presence as one of the largest airlines globally. Their revenue performance has been solid with consistent growth post-COVID, and their loyalty program is a key driver of customer retention and recurring income. On the weaknesses side, that high debt load we talked about is a major concern. Negative equity isn't a good look for long-term stability. Their profitability is also razor thin, with margins easily squeezed by fuel costs or operational disruptions. For opportunities, expanding into markets like Venezuela, as they've recently done, could open new revenue streams. Partnerships and fleet modernization could also boost efficiency and customer satisfaction. But threats loom large. Geopolitical tensions, like the Iran war driving up fuel costs, are a direct hit to their bottom line. Competition in the airline space is brutal, and any economic slowdown could tank travel demand. Plus, if low-cost carriers like Spirit collapse, as some news suggests, airfare prices could spike, but that might not translate to profit if demand drops. Overall, AAL has a strong foundation but faces some serious risks that investors need to weigh. Let's check out AAL's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is down 3.55%, and over the last month, it's dropped 8.11%. However, zooming out, it's up 11.3% over 3 months and 6.17% over 6 months, which shows some resilience. But over the past year, it's down 14.31%, and over 5 years, it's taken a brutal 33.51% hit. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 28.29% over the past year, AAL is lagging behind. Looking at the chart, there's some volatility, and with a beta of 1.25, it's a bit riskier than the market average. For short-term traders, I'd watch for any break below key support levels around $11. If that happens, we could see more downside. Long-term, though, the trend will depend on how they manage costs and debt. Now, let's dig into an intrinsic value analysis to see if AAL is fairly priced. Using a discounted cash flow approach with some standard assumptions like a 10% discount rate, and a 3% terminal growth rate over a 5-year projection, we can estimate what the stock might be worth based on future cash flows. Based on historical data and current free cash flow trends, which showed $3.1 billion in 2025, there's potential for growth if they can stabilize margins and manage debt. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value comes out to around $26.52 per share, with a slightly higher estimate of $30.30 depending on more optimistic growth assumptions. Compared to the current price of $11.84, this suggests AAL could be significantly undervalued. However, I'd temper this with caution. Those high debt levels and external risks like fuel costs could easily derail the cash flow projections used in this model. Still, for value investors, this gap between current price and intrinsic value might signal an opportunity if you believe in their long-term turnaround. All right, let's wrap this up. American Airlines has a lot going for it. A massive network, strong revenue growth, and a brand that's synonymous with air travel. But the challenges are real. High debt, thin margins, and exposure to fuel price volatility and geopolitical risks. At a current price of $11.84, the stock looks potentially undervalued based on forward PE ratios and intrinsic value estimates, but that debt load makes it a risky bet. For long-term investors, I'd say proceed with caution. Maybe hold off for clearer signs of debt reduction or margin improvement. If you're already in, it might be worth holding to see how they navigate 2026. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on AAL? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.